The voices of protesters in Ferguson, Missouri last night after a grand jury voted not to bring charges against Officer Darren Wilson. He is the white police officer who shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown last summer, an African-American who was unarmed. The protests turned violent and involved arson and looting last night. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in St. Louis, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So describe for us, please, what you saw through the night.
Oh, it was very intense and something that the officials here have said has been one of the worst nights for this city area. Let me start off just talking about what happened with the prosecuting attorney, Bob McCullough. He held a press conference announcing the decision the grand jury had made. This was a grand jury of 9 whites and 3 blacks. And McCullough said these were the only ones that had heard everything about this case, about the shooting between Darren Wilson and the 18-year-old Michael Brown. And he described the process, and this is what he had to say.
They were extremely engaged in the process. They met on 25 separate days in the last 3 months, heard more than 70 hours of testimony from about 60 witnesses, and reviewed hours and hours of recordings of media and law enforcement interviews by many of the witnesses who testified.
And he said the grand jury had to consider whether Wilson was the initial aggressor, or if he was authorized to use deadly force, or if he acted in self-defense. And then he announced what the grand jury decided.
And at that moment in time, what was the reaction from the crowd outside the courthouse, which, of course, there was a lot of tension to begin with?
Yes, indeed there was. One young college student said she had been in school for law enforcement and just didn't think that the decision was fair. This is what she had to say.
I am in school for law enforcement, so this is a pursuit that I wanted to take, but now I don't because I feel like there's no justice.
And you know,
no, go ahead, Cheryl.
This turned very chaotic afterwards. There was several businesses burned overnight. Cars were set on fire. The police chief of St. Louis County, John Belmar, said this was much worse than the worst night in August during the first protest when at least a dozen businesses were badly burned. And the highway patrol captain, who is part of the unified command here, said he never could imagine something as bad as what happened overnight would happen in Ferguson.
Well, just one last question, Cheryl. Right at this moment in time, have things calmed down? It's morning.
It is morning.
Is it
the
quiet?
More National Guard has been sent in, and they'll be holding press conferences and expect more protests today.
Cheryl, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking to us from St. Louis, where she's been reporting all night.